The Czech Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek set out on Sunday on a diplomatic quest to New York, together with Environment Minister Martin Bursík. Their mission is clear: to make sure that on Tuesday, when the General Assembly of the United Nations votes on the five new non-permanent members of the Security Council, two-thirds of the 192 UN member countries support the Czech Republic. Jan Richter discussed the Czech chances of winning the post with Josef Jelinec, who was foreign minister on the one previous occasion that the country was on the UN Security Council in 1994-1995.
I think the chances are quite good. We have support of most of the European Union countries, which is important for the credibility of the candidacy. And I hope that our diplomacy worked well during the campaign. We also have some experience with the campaign and with the work as a non-permanent member of the Council. In the beginning of the 90s, we successfully won the contest, and I think for a big number of the countries, this means also some reference, some type of recommendation that we successfully acted as a member of the Council.
Do you think that the anti-global warming speech given by President Václav Klaus at the UN could hurt the Czech prospects?
I cannot assess that. I hope that not. Our president is well known as a person with strange views on various things, as something as an intellectual provocateur. I hope that the position of the government will be crucial for most of the countries.
The other Eastern European candidate for the seat, Croatia, apparently began lobbying for the post earlier than the Czech Republic, and they secured support of some of the big countries, including Germany. Do you think that could be an important moment in the vote?
It could be, because the length of the campaign means also time for intensive discussion, sometimes even bargain or trade with other countries. It takes time. I don't understand why our diplomacy started later than Croatia. Maybe the reason is in our elections and changes of the position of the foreign ministry.
Why is a non-permanent seat in the UN Security Council that prestigious? Isn't it, after all, the big countries that set its policies?
The Security Council is an important body. It's, in fact, the most important body of the United Nations and probably one of the most important in the all international organizations. Security Council decides about important things. For example, today's discussion about sanctions or not sanctions against Iran and pressure on Iran with connection with Iran's nuclear program. This is connected with a lot of other questions. The Middle East is important region. So you can see decisions of the Security Council are important. So the members who can influence the decisions are, at least for this 2 years of the membership, are also important.
And that was the former foreign minister, Josef Jelinec, and he was speaking there to Jan Richter.